And a short time ago, I spoke with our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley. Sam, Harry and Meghan had helped to refresh and revive the royal family, so this is a pretty stunning declaration. Is it being regarded as an effective resignation?
Well, not quite, I don't think, Kim, but it is certainly been seen as a blow for the royal family. Not a resignation, but certainly a stepping down from these senior roles. And I think it's pretty clear to say that this is pretty unprecedented territory. It's not an abdication, of course, because Prince Harry is not in line to the throne. I think he's eighth or ninth in line to the throne, so he'll never be king. So nothing like we saw in the 1930s, but this is a pretty significant day for the royal family, made more so, I think, Kim, in the last couple of minutes, because the royal family, Buckingham Palace, has put out a statement, and they have said discussions with the royal couple are in the early stages, and that this is a very complicated issue and things still need to be worked through. Now, there are also emerging reports from royal correspondents in the UK that the royal family was not informed before this statement was put out this evening. So that makes things even more complicated and, of course, a rather large blow for the royal family and for the Queen, of course. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have said in this statement that they fully support the Queen, but this 2020 for the Queen is off to a bit of a rough start, I would say.
Prince Harry has accused the media in the past of hounding his wife, just as they did his mother, Princess Diana. Is that what's behind all of this?
Well, I think it's been clear since Meghan Markle's pregnancy, since the birth of baby Archie last year, that the couple have been under pressure. They have spoken of that pressure in television interviews, for instance. Meghan Markle has spoken of the pressure, the media pressure, when she has been a new mother and the problems that come with that. So I think the unhappiness has been clear for some months coming from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Of course, there's been many reports of a split between Prince Harry and his brother, Prince William. The couple, I think, have indicated that they want their own space, that they don't want so much media attention. And just at Christmas, instead of spending time with the royal family, which of course is tradition at Sandringham Estate, the couple went to Canada and spent their time in Canada. So there was signs, I think, that this was coming, but I think this has come as a rather large shock to the people of the UK, and it's now being revealed to the royal family itself.
Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley.